Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast on the big news story. I'm Sonia Agarwal, correspondent covering education at the Print. And today, I bring to you a report on the latest controversy surrounding the Indian Institute of Management in Ahmedabad. On 23rd December, the director of IIM Ahmedabad, Errol D'Souza, sent a letter to its alumni alerting them that 14 of the 18 dorms will be razed down due to the poor condition of the buildings. Four of the dorm buildings will be restored along with the library, the teaching complex and the faculty wings. The matter triggered a controversy because the red brick campus of IIMA, built by legendary American architect Louis Kahn, is considered to be an iconic example of modern architecture. The most distinctive features of the red, white and green colored campus are the numerous arches and square brick structures with circles carved out in the facade. The extensive complex includes teaching complexes, a library and residential buildings. The director, in his letter, said that the building had become unsafe for living due to major cracks, water seepage, and loss of integrity of the structure due to the 2001 earthquake. The letter read, "The earthquake at the beginning of the millennium and the water seepage through aging and deterioration of the exposed brick walls has resulted in large cracks in the masonry and periodical detachments of it in fragments. They are unsafe for living in without restoration." The director's letter also said that the bricks used by Kahn were of second-class nature and had an inbuilt efflorescence. Now, this is not the first time that the campus built in 1974 has faced such problems. In 2014, the Vikram Sarabhai Library and Dorm 15 were restored. The restoration work was done by Mumbai-based Soumya and Kalappa Consultants. When the former director, Ashish Nanda, started this project 6 years ago, the faculty objected to the restoration because of its massive cost. The restoration of the Vikram Sarabhai Library, which finished in 2018, won the UNESCO Asia Pacific Award of Distinction for Cultural Heritage Conservation. A spokesperson for IIMA confirmed to the Print that the letter has been sent, but said that no building details can be shared as the architect for the work is yet to be finalized. After the director's message, nearly 500 of the 45,000 member strong alumni community of IIM formed a group over WhatsApp and over Telegram to discuss the matter. While the alumni remain split in their decision, a section of them believe that the campus should be rebuilt as a part of moving on and adapting with changing times. The other faction is of the view that the building is a part of their shared heritage and should be restored. Architects of the city have joined the latter section in their argument against the administration's move to demolish the 14 buildings. Shubhra Raje, a professor at SEPT University in Ahmedabad and daughter of Anant Raje, who was Kahn's associate who oversaw the expansion of the IIMA campus in the 1980s and 1990s, said, "The news of deconstruction came as a shock to us. The restoration of Dorm 15 and the library are a proof of the fact that the buildings can be restored. Talking about the structural integrity of the buildings," she said, "clay bricks used by Kahn have surprisingly not fared well. The 2001 earthquake proved to be a major factor in the deterioration of these bricks. But for this, it is important to understand that the bricks from the clay of Ahmedabad do not have the kind of density that clay from Sri Lanka or Bangladesh would have." Another issue that has enraged the alumni is the administration's decision to float tenders for the contract of demolition and reconstruction of the campus buildings. On December 9, IIMA issued a notice calling for architects to apply for the reconstruction of the 14 buildings. Subsequently, an intimation letter was only sent to the alumni on the 23rd of December. Expressing his displeasure of the management's delay in communication, IIMA alumnus Vishweshwar Raste, who is also the director of a Pune-based think tank, told the Print, "If the tender was floated on 4th December, why was the alumni informed only on the 23rd? It's a very sad state of affairs." After the matter came into limelight, Louis Kahn's children, Sue Ann Kahn, Alexandra Ting, and Nathaniel Kahn, wrote to the director expressing their shock and dismay over the decision. They urged the director to reconsider his decision and help preserve their father's legacy. The letter read, allow us the opportunity to speak with you and the IIMA board so that options can be explored and this impending disaster can be averted. When contacted, a spokesperson for the institute said that the university has not made any further communication with the alumni regarding the demolition drive. And that is all we have for you today. This is Sonia Agarwal, correspondent with The Print, signing off. And for more such stories, do log in tomorrow morning at the same time at The Print AM.